people, all of us in the Chum family have lost our founder, and you obviously are aware of that. Mr. Alan Waters passed away over the weekend, and we're just sort of reminiscing about the contribution he's made to our lives here and your lives as listeners and from coast to coast. And we've invited in, and we're happy that Fred Sherratt, who is a director of Chum Limited, former president of Chum, is with us this morning, longtime friend, and can probably tell some really good stories and give us a little insight into your friend, Mr. Waters.
Well, good morning, Gord.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
It's really great to be sitting here with you at 1050 Chum and looking at that Mike Flash that's been a part of our lives for so very long.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. It's certainly a great history here. And you were with Mr. Waters, and I can't call him Alan Waters. We always call him Mr. Waters. You were involved in Simcoe Radio, but you got involved with Mr. Waters when?
1960. Yeah, we met in 1956 when 1050 Chum was still a daytimer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking with Roger, Rick, and Marilyn on your sister station, and we were recalling that when I met him, it was at the time he met the consulting engineer who told him that it would be possible to get Chum on the air 24 hours a day if he could get towers on Toronto Island, but that was impossible. Others had tried, and the city of Toronto just wouldn't allow it. Well, that was the first time I really saw one of Alan's great attributes, and that was tenacity. It was just about a year and a half later that the towers were going up on Toronto Island, and in 1957, this radio station went 24 hours a day and revolutionized radio in Canada by turning over the top hits over and over,
and again.
we've never stopped in all those years.
No. It's interesting that, I growing up in Hamilton, knowing obviously about 1050 Chum and listening late at night with my little transistor radio to Larry Soloway, with Speak Your Mind and all that stuff, and the history of 1050 Chum has just influenced so many people and so many listeners, and music, of course, which is our heritage, I guess, It was Mr. Waters who decided to do that. He wanted to play rock music, rock and roll as it was known then.
Well, he researched what was happening in the United States. Changes were happening in the United States, and there were a few stations that were starting to do it in the U.S., and they were successful. And there's a great story about how he discovered that and made the decision to do it here at 1050 Chum. A lot of people sneered at him and laughed at him, but, he persevered. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't very long before Chum was number one, and here we are.
Almost 50 years,
well,
I guess.
Well, yeah, almost 50 years later, 49 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And the call letters Chum sit on the number one radio station still to this day.
Yeah, it's quite a history and quite a heritage, as I say, as I look back over more than half of it, we have his heritage, I guess, are the people that he leaves, the people that knew him and were influenced by him. And
To Alan, it was really, he was a man who always wanted to keep things simple. And he was a man who didn't require a lot of the trappings of success. Chum was an enormously successful company, but he lived modestly.
Mm-hmm.
And his theory from day one was you had to be honest and you had to have integrity, and you built good businesses that attracted good people, and it was all about the people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as true today as it was 45 years ago, because the success of Chum, whether it be in radio or television, but from these microphones on out, because it started here, has always been about the people.
Yeah. Well, he's obviously going to be missed. His legacy will be with us forever, as long as we continue to sit here and play the great records, the great rock and roll oldies, and this is from coast to coast, of course, from our stations in Halifax right through to Vancouver, and now the television, as Chum has expanded into television, is doing fairly well.
Yes, and it's a great legacy he leaves. There's no question about that, and he was one of those, there aren't a lot of people in business who are both liked and respected. Of all the years I've been associated with him, I can tell you Alan Waters was at the top of that list. And I think you'd agree with that.
I certainly would. Anyway, it's great that you took the time to drop by and see us. Thank you, Fred.
When you're weary, feeling small, when you're down.